An all-online United Nations General Assembly kicks off tomorrow. Among the leaders beaming in will be President Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the two countries are sparring about whether U.S.-backed sanctions against Iran are back in effect.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo likes to talk about how the Trump administration's foreign policy is grounded in reality. Though the rest of the UN Security Council disagrees with him, Pompeo says the reality is UN sanctions on Iran are back in force.
We have made very clear that every member state in the United Nations has a responsibility to enforce these sanctions. That certainly includes the United Kingdom, France, and Germany.
But those three countries say the sanctions are not back on Iran. They point out that the Trump administration left the Iran nuclear deal and therefore can't use a provision in that deal to snap back UN sanctions. Still, the Trump administration is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo appeared today with other high-ranking administration officials, including the ambassador to the UN, Kelly Craft.
We don't need a cheering section to validate our moral compass. We do not find comfort based solely on numbers.
Iran's foreign minister says it's the U.S., not Iran, that's isolated.
They failed. Now they are taking retribution not against us, but against the entire world.
Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Council on Foreign Relations today that his country should be compensated for the losses incurred from U.S. sanctions before Iran would consider more nuclear negotiations.
The United States need to find a seat at the table before it starts raising questions. It does not have a seat because it left the room.
Zarif also suggested that Iran could retaliate further to the U.S. killing of a top Iranian general in January. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Michigan wants to offer 2 years of free community college to essential workers who've been serving on the front lines during the pandemic. So far, more than 600,000 residents could qualify. You can hear that story on All Things Considered tomorrow. Just ask your smart speaker to play NPR or your station by name.